Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Stereo 95.
Grenache.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache.
Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh. Ow! Oh.
My name, I'll say you mine.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
theme to Mr. Papers. Tonight will be played by R.J. Gumby. Good evening and welcome to Friday Night Possum. Somewhat rare summer Friday possum. You gotta love it. I'm not making any money. Got canceled tomorrow, too. Lady goes, oh, I sent you a note. Eh, no, you didn't. It's a lie. But was I nice? Yes, I was nice. I said, oh, I didn't get the note, but it's okey-doke. So, I got plans. It's all good. Well, you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday's Possum Hour, during the week, clobber time. Other days, clobbering times. Never know when you'll be clobbering. Clobbers when he fucking feels like it, man. You know, I don't want to do more than 2 days a week, so you can have all five that are left for all I care. That's cool. I don't think he wants to do five shows a week. Who the hell wants to do five shows a week? Unless you're getting paid. I'm not even getting paid. Alright, I guess that's everything. This and that, the other thing. Grenache Network, home of the finest. Radio entertainment. Alright.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
I feel like Sally Field. You love me. You love me. What a nice greeting that was. Thank you, Possum.
That's your new applause.
And all that was just two people. Well, yes.
I don't know. Mine's a little quicker.
In the lounge.
Yeah. A little loud there.
Six.
Here's the old one.
Yeah, we need a hooting and hollering, though.
Three seconds of clapping. Because, you know, we're burning daylight now.
Already?
Come to think of it. Oh, heck yeah. Right. Da-da-dee. Oh, you happen to have a plug.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's Friday, isn't it?
It's Friday.
It is Friday. Yeah, okay. Let me think of what you... Okay, yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just good background music. I like it. Should I begin?
That's the Gumby Show.
All right, Kitty.
Okay, no, here you go. Here's your official... I say hit it!
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time... Eminence Front Radio is Eminence will be playing music from bands that have numbers in it. Three Dog Night, 10cc, you know, all that happy stuff there.
Yikes.
On www.wriu.org, 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. Eastern
you got any
time.
Five neat guys? Five neat
Whoa.
Guys?
Oh, I sent them a picture of the three haircuts.
There you go. We got the haircuts on here, man. We can play haircuts.
Oh, yeah. That was our house band for a while.
Yeah.
And Possum
cool,
Blues
man.
At 4:30. You got to support the Possum Blues, baby. It all comes back to the Possum.
And that website is?
www.wriu.org.
.org
Radio.
Organism.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
That one's always handy for some reason. That's why it's like right like in the that. Right place, or I go past it all the time.
I still like it.
All right. Man, I got the most dramatic haircut last week.
Okay, do tell. Dramatic
I didn't tell you
haircut?
About it Monday. Well, uh-huh. You know them Nazi cuts these guys are getting, you know?
Well, then it's skinhead.
I don't know if you
now.
Call them that. No, not skinhead, but like they get the sides and the back real short, you know, like a buzz cut.
Yeah.
And then they leave hair on top.
That could be like an emo type.
It could. And a lot of gay guys are doing it too, I guess. It's trendy. All guys of all stripes. But anyway, when I first saw them, I thought, man, those look like the haircuts the Nazis used to get back in the 30s, right? Well, how it came about was I really wanted a haircut before last weekend's marathon of gigs. And I go to the barber, and his car is lined up. I went, well, shit. I want to get a haircut, not wait for a haircut, right?
Yeah.
So I drive to the next barber. Never been there. That's always full. Go down, I go, maybe fuck it, you know? And I come up the street, and right next to the dog groomer is this barbershop I never noticed. So I stop in there. And there's a guy in there, black guy. I said, you know, one doing haircuts around here? He's sitting there reading a magazine or something. No, he's reading his gym crack, I guess. So he's like, yeah, man. So I sat down in a chair. I said, short on the sides and back and leave a little bit on top, you know.
Yeah.
Well, this guy commenced to saw at my head for about 15 minutes. His scissors are going to last a long time because he doesn't use them too much.
No.
He's with the buzzer, you know, the buzz bomb. The sides are like, and he carved my part in my hair. He's like, that where you part your hair? Yeah. Mowed apart from my hair. Never had that done before. So basically, he's giving me a black guy haircut. See? Everybody's loving it so far, except for my son, who thinks I look like a Nazi. But other than that, it's a power haircut, man. Everybody, I went to the store today, and everybody's saying, hi, have a good day, you know, like, I don't know. It's a power cut.
There you go.
I'm not into that though. I like the fade, you know. But maybe I'll.
Oh, hey man!
I don't know.
You're getting some chicks looking at you. Call up the Nez.
We'll see.
Last time I got a haircut, I went to a barber shop was 2004, early 2004 when I first moved to Massachusetts. Then I bought shears, and that was it. Never been to a bar.
No shit. Well, I guess, yeah, with a dome, you can just... That's what Bogey does. Bogey's domage.
Yeah.
He just buzzed, his sides.
Yeah.
He just buzzed his, and that's about how long mine is. It's buzz, man. It's crazy.
I use like the little plastic rake they put on and cut it short. And then I take that rake off and just... buzz it all the way to the head.
I think it makes my head look.
Fine, grow out. You know, I let the line fine grow out, and then I shave again.
Nice.
Buzz again.
I think it makes my head look way long. Like I do have a gigantic head, but I'm looking like Herman Munster over here now. You know, like this fucking. I never realized I had this gigantic. I mean, long.
I did it out of anxiety. I didn't like staying in a barbershop with people and everything, you know. Even if I had the chair myself, I would panic that people would come in.
Well, you would like this guy because I was the only one there. I don't think his business is too going so good, and his name is NyQuil, so. There you have it.
I like it.
I almost forgot that part of the story.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can't forget that.
I'm leaving. I said, you know, my name's such and such. And he says, call me NyQuil. And I'm like, I looked at him like, oh, no, your mother did not name you NyQuil.
Nah, and he goes, you probably had
just looked, I like stared at him for a second. He goes, it's a nickname. And I'm like, oh, I get you. So I think I might go back, man. Everybody's liking the do. So.
Yeah.
Carved part, man. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, bring some love to NyQuil.
Never,
bring
never thought I'd see
the over
day.
To him.
Oh, God. She'd need a brush hog to cut his hair.
Was that the son that thought you looked like a Nazi?
Yeah. He was like getting real argumentative and shit. I'm like, dude, I'm not a Nazi, okay? I'm the fucking bleeding heart liberal that brought you up, you faggot. You know.
Well, it happens overnight. Nazism happens overnight, Kamala.
I know.
You just wake up and suddenly you're anti-Semitic.
He's an idiot. Who's he getting to? Oh, is it Me Too shit? And it's like, I agree with him, man. Why are you yelling at me? Because you look like a Nazi. So anyway, I heard this song last weekend at one of the gigs, and I went, oh, Jim cracked it and everything. And a couple weeks ago, we found a Journey song we hadn't done yet.
Okay.
And I thought for sure we hadn't done this. So I came home all excited, and I looked it up on the Possum computer. We've done it twice. So,
All right.
I really want to blow it up, though. It just feels right. So I picked the best of the two, and
I'm going
to proceed with that. Journey and the Faithfully. Even number two son, who likes Journey, agreed that this one was worthy of being blown up. So,
good.
Sanctioned by the long-haired Tommy.
Tommy
Nazi super host. Tommy Jr.
Hey, good boy, kid. Good boy.
Highway run.
Go!
You go round and round.
Yeah! You can go to Jolly Parts on a next door shit for all I care.
Restless heart.
What a day to say that!
Keep alone tonight.
You motherfucker!
Ending all my love. All the while.
Shit!
To save it for all
the
forever yours.
was Oklahoma City. Time marches on. They look pretty. Baby, time marches. Marches, marches. Now I want you to meet Tom Archer. March, Tom Archer. Blows. Yes, I bet you ain't heard nothing until you hold Oklahoma yet. He'll blow all out the horn. Yes, now what's your bet? Oklahoma!
Officially a show because she was here. I can still see her words in the lounge. I think she just got bumped. She should be back. I gotta go run and fetch a beer, so
go
we'll walk and talk. We'll walk and talk.
Walk and talk.
Cake's back.
I got my Kratom coffee.
Now, Monday, you were talking you gotta turn the fan on. I had my fan on. I got the little heater out tonight. Freaking cold.
Wow.
Chilly.
It's a little bit chilly here.
You ain't got the cold front like we do yet, or is it a little chilly?
It's been nice and chilly. I don't have the heat going, though. We're not up to that yet.
No, I didn't fire the furnace up, but I got that little space heater out because it makes the office all toasty.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Toasty office is a happy office.
Those space heaters are pretty good, man. I like that.
The little ceramic ones? Yeah. Beauty. Yeah. Does a great job for a small space. So anyway,
I had one of those fireplace, electric fireplace ones. It's nice size and everything, you know what I mean?
Those are
cool. And that hasn't been working in years, so now I got this little one on top of that one, you know, like a redneck, you know? If something breaks, you put another one on top.
We had that growing up, our TV. We had a big color console with a TV on top of it. Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes. Yeah. So anyway, Kate was saying she cut her steps short a little bit today because it was too cold up there. I blasted my steps the last 2 days. I mean, and today was crazy, man. I was like practically in a trot. Okay?
Good Lord.
And, I'll tell you what, I got so much done the last 2 days. I can actually eat off my kitchen table. It's amazing. I didn't know there was a table.
No shit.
I mean, I had, you know, the typical dumbass kitchen table that's not being used for being a kitchen table, you know, piled up with
same here.
Bags from the grocery, flyers in the mail, the juice machine.
That's what's going on here. Exactly.
Yeah,
what's going on
I got it all clean. Man, I could sit down there and have a meal, man.
Yeah, there you go. Like a civilized, like you're like a civilized person.
I know. It's crazy,
yeah,
Tom.
No more living
you
like
get this,
an animal, you.
This freaking exercise thing leads to crazy things, man.
Maybe
I fixed the shelf in the fridge. Geez, what else?
You,
oh, got up early and started doing laundry. I ripped the bed sheets off first thing and threw them in there and hung them out on the line. So I got fresh hung out sheets and shit when I go to bed tonight.
You keep an eye on it, though, man. You don't want Chet selling your sheets now.
Man, they was having... They got a border now, and
I don't think
that's working out. No, I don't think that's working out so good.
Man.
No. I heard... I was out picking up dog shit. Another job I got done. And I hear Chet says... Are you just going to sit there and smoke that whole joint by yourself? And he says something, and then his old lady said something like, it's a beautiful joint. Let him smoke it. You know. I think there's trouble in paradise, man. You know.
So. Well, you're not living next door to the Cleavers, are you?
No.
No. Put that down as a negative.
It seems like Beaver Cleaver, though, when I go to vote, which I'm going to go do proudly, Professor.
You man. Vote for both of
vote.
Commodore.
Fine. You should go vote, man. You're in a swing state.
Okay.
You got say. I know, Maggie C. That's what I'm thinking. Doodly doodly doo doo doo. For those of you not in the lounge, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Yep. Alrighty. Well, let's say their names.
Yes.
You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott.
Have people forgotten we do this Monday night?
I don't know. I have no idea. Hey, man, as long as you keep making it easy and send me so much shit on the double secret page.
Hey, I was on fire, wasn't I?
Man, that one night, I'm like, holy Christ, this guy. And the subject matter. You need to think more about baseball. I'll just put it that way. You know, that's all.
2 o'clock Thursday. I had the day off Thursday, so I just wanted to shit with YouTube.
Oh, let me ask you this. Are you working tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, that makes one of us.
Enjoy your day off.
Fuck it, cancel on me. I got a whole week. I'm gonna hit it again tomorrow morning, man. Walk as hard and fast as I can, and I might be up on the roof replacing shingles by the end of the day.
Good
I don't.
Guy.
We'll see. No, I wouldn't go that far. But I would like. What was that? What was the job I wanted to do that I didn't do? Oh, I can't do that tomorrow. I got to take the beer cans over to the recycle. You want to go over there on Saturday? Busy.
It's packed.
It's a middle of the week mission. But I'll figure out something to do. Scrub the floor, something. There they are, the Possum Lounge.
Yes.
And there she is. 4,000 steps today, 5,000 tomorrow. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. K. I went up to Bogey's house.
Okay.
Wednesday. And I think of Dr. Cake every time, and I got to stop and take a picture of it for her. I go past Pulaskiville. There's a little borough of Pulaskiville, or Bailiwick, if you will. The Pulaskiville Church or something. I see the sign. So I'm going back from bogeys, and I'm supposed to take a left on 20.
Yeah.
You know, Route 20. It's county road 20. Well, I see County Road 22, which is like one street before it. I hang a left there. I'm driving and driving. I'm going, man, none of this looks really that familiar, but it's country, you know, so.
Okay.
There's an Amish wagon, you know, the horse-drawn wagon ahead of me, you know. That's quaint. I slowed down just, you know, because I was coming to an intersection. I just followed him, you know, and passing. And he makes a left, so I'm cool. I'm like, great, man. So he looked at me. I said, good day, sir. And he nodded, you know. And it's just so quaint. Well, by the fourth or fifth one of these horse-drawn carriages I had to pass, I'm thinking, yeah. I made a wrong turn somewhere, man. I'm in fucking Amish country, man.
You're in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I think you lost English. So I got my gym crack out, and I'm like, gym crack, how the fuck do I get home, man?
Did he get you there?
Oh, yeah. I was going around. Well, yeah. Wasn't too bad. I was out of, yeah, probably cost me about half hour. But, I tell you, them gym cracks, as long as they're working. And I was surprised it was, you know, I'm always afraid the signal won't be good, and then you're, because that happened to me the first time I tried it in Cincinnati, coming from the booze thing, and it quit in the middle. Just said, signal's gone. You know, no! You can't. Like, these were not the directions I had. I'm relying on your directions now, you know. I'd be lost.
I
came back on. Anyway, I guess the gym cracks are good for something. Thank you for coming,
Dr. Cake.
And there she is. First in love, first in peace, first in the puzzle. No, actually, he's the last one here, but that's okay. Maggie C. Bourbon lover, Mercedes driver, dog watcher extraordinaire.
You just keep piling up.
I said bourbon. I meant scotch. I didn't want to kill anybody. I meant scotch. Scotch aficionado. Oh, man. I can't wait to talk to Bogey, man. Thursday through Sunday, I guess, they're opening this thing downtown. Where they're going to, like, sell all this cheap booze. It's the Liquor Control Board dumping what they have left of all the shit they discontinued. Remember, I don't know if you remember, that was back at the beginning of the year we were all interested in that.
Right.
We got some bargains, but son of a gun, it's back. So I'll be down there at 9 o'clock on Thursday. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot, they got... They got a couple of half price and shit like that, a third of the price.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You'd be stupid not to buy this now, you know.
Yeah. Shit.
I'm gonna buy three of them.
Uh-huh. Get a second mortgage. Reversal. Reverse your mortgage. Get some money.
Oh, I'm thinking two bills ought to cover this. For sure, man. Of course, I didn't work this weekend, so how can I afford that?
Well,
bourbon's okay, Maggie. I that broke me into whiskey. Got me into whiskey.
Yeah, you were
wasn't it today? Yeah, but man, we had. Then Bogey came over here Thursday, and we hit all three of those scotches plus the another one that's notorious. So,
all right.
But when you exercise really hard in the morning, scotch doesn't hit you as hard. Because I woke up the next day and I'm like, well, what's the living room look like? And like all the glasses were put away and washed and everything. Like, that's a weird drunk, you know.
How do you know Ted didn't do it?
That could have been. Could have been gremlins, but it must be like, I got to wash these glasses and put away nice before I go to bed here. The hell kind of...
Getting back to Polanski, here you go. Here's a question I've always wanted to ask you. You know, it took me 8 years.
Huh?
What started you calling Kate?
Oh!
Back
that
when
was
you
a...
had your old show, she was Kate Polanski. Yeah.
Yeah. Or no.
And you used to call her Kate all the time.
I guess she was Dr. Kate. That was at the on the show.
No,
couldn't remember if that
name.
Was in the show or in the chat
Kate.
Room. But, yeah, it was just like one night. I think I don't know if it was me or somebody said, hi, Kate. And it was funny.
And it's Kate.
And it was like.
And it stuck.
Yeah. And like, everybody, yeah, it's pretty funny. And then. She came back the next week as Dr. Cake, and we didn't. Hey, that's cool. She made it around.
Good,
there she goes.
Dr. Cake.
She's having trouble.
The history
refreshing.
Of cake.
The history of cake. I love cake. I'd punch somebody in the head for
all
cake. To be honest.
I just love cake.
You gotta love the Art Blakey moaning, man. This thing goes on and on and on. On and on and on. And on and on and on. And there he is, speaking of... Oh, Kate can't hear the show.
Damn.
Yeah. Maybe her ears are burning because we were talking about her and that preventing her from hearing the show. Her speaker
well
was off. And there he is, the sinister minister of finance and parking... the naughty professor, R.J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Here it is.
As the Beaver.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
This is the Funky Chicken. Cook the chicken. Huh! The Funky Chicken. Chicken.
funky chicken. Clap, clap,
funky
clap,
chicken,
clap,
baby.
Clap. Applause, applause.
Hey!
Yeah, man. I'm away from
and
my
now we got
switchboard
two.
Here.
We got two now.
Had to let Ted out there. All right. Okay, we're one applause behind.
Okay. There we go.
Now we're caught up. Okay. Good job. Looking for something nice. Something nice. Oh, here's something.
I got
nice.
A phone
hose.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
I got a special letter for the people that own this park I'm living in.
What's up?
Saying my rent's overdue and everything.
Uh-oh.
Last month I got the new lease, right? Signed it.
Yeah.
Put it in an envelope with the check, and dropped it in their mailbox. It's right outside their office.
Yeah.
The bastards saying they didn't get the check.
Uh oh.
Bastards. I love this place, man. They could kick my ass out.
Yeah. Now can you trace the check though? It's your bonk.
What if they didn't get it? I called the bank.
Yeah, so there's no check. So what you need to do then is just stop payment on that check and write them another check.
Yeah.
But that's a pain in the ass.
Well, I already did. I wrote the check and dropped it in their mailbox again saying, hey, check the fucking envelope, you dirty bastards.
Yeah. Right. You know what's the coolest thing about this haircut? You could comb it with your hand. You don't need a comb. You just brush it.
I can't remember last time I owned a comb.
Yeah, yeah. When's yours go? Like 30s? Or before
much
that?
Later. Yeah, it was thinning
out. Oh, really?
Out
40s?
It was thinning out in the 40s. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you're just a recent Skinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bogey's been the skinhead since about 30 years old or so.
But he was in the
jug too, so that doesn't help. You know, his follicles.
I got you.
Anyways, that's a weird thing to happen, man. My check to the IRS cleared, so I'm out of debt completely.
All right.
It is, ladies. I got a good compliment from Bogey's, because I was kind of the supervisor where we work, you know. And he goes, "You're a leader. You're a leader like Colonel Hogan." He compared my leading style to Colonel Hogan, which I appreciated. Oh, yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Always kind of scheming,
cool.
Laid back. You know, some kind of scheme, you know, and getting over on the schmucks and fucking with Nazis. Fuck Nazis. Goddamn
fuck
Nazis.
Nazis.
Yeah.
We said that
Colonel Mustard.
Fuck Nazis.
That was the lead pipe in the conservatory.
Yeah.
I told you that before. My mom had some kind of system on that clue game. She could win it in 5 moves, and then she had her stroke, she would never tell us. And after she had her stroke, I'm like, "So, Mom, how is it?" She's like, "I can't remember now." I'm like, "God damn! Why didn't she write it down?" So anyway, go ahead.
Another thing, like Hogan, is you like to make home movies, dirty home movies. Aren't you into that? Maybe that's what Bogey meant.
Amateur pornographer.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, that movie was a trip. Go balls deep,
that
Dad. Go balls deep. Wednesday, on the way back from Bogey's after getting lost in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I turned down the street and there's fucking Tourette's guy out in front of his house.
Oh, no shit. So he is still in the neighborhood.
Yeah, he's still living there. He was talking to the neighbor, and some lady was there, and I don't know if that was his old lady or what. And I'm like, is that Tourette's guy? And he's kind of chunky. But he didn't have on his fucking glasses, so it was hard to recognize.
Yeah.
But,
And his neck brace.
His fucking glasses
and
his fucking neck brace. And his Tony, fucking Tony the Tiger t-shirt. So, but it was him, man. He looked like, and he looked like he was happy and smiling and being nice. It was, like, weird. It's like, oh, my God. Like, seeing Clark Kent, you know, in the phone booth and go, holy shit, he's Superman, you know? That schmuck.
Gotta love that guy.
That was cool, though. That was cool, though. Oh, I want, real quick, I want to ask you. Do you have BritBox or... you said you subscribed to one of those British things.
Yeah, I got BritBox.
BritBox. They got a... John Cleese got a new show.
John Cleese type? Oh, good.
Yes, sir.
Checking that out. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got alimony to pay, bro.
A couple of them. Michael Palin's in his show, too, but it's not on BritBox, man. I would love to see that. I think it's the Serious Drowner, too. I forget the name of it.
Yeah, I think the Cleese show's on now, so.
Oh, cool. I'll have to check that out. Right now, I'm still fiddle fucking with Netflix now that I got this, too, so.
Yeah. Well, I think we should spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Nice. Yeah, you know what that means.
Yep.
It's time once again for 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Tonight is no exception. Pouring a beer. It's a beautiful beer. It's a Natty Light. Fix the shelf. See, I got a shelf. The top shelf in the fridge was broke. And that's where I'd store my natties, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, man, I might need to buy a new shelf. Well, luckily, I was able to fix the shelf. And it's now full of natties. God bless America. God bless us all. God bless the United States.
I found it. It's called Hold the Sunset. Yeah, I do have it. Good. Thank you, Commodore.
There you go. I saw that today. I said,
Hold the Sunset.
I wrote it down. I says, the new John Cleese show, ?
Good. You're a good man.
See, you got to write shit down.
You're good with it.
Now, tonight's 3 minutes. Is another hilarious song parody. But for a change, it's not about Uncle Bobo.
Oh,
it's Doity. Doity Diamond.
Oh.
Money talks, but it don't seem to get them pennies off. As long as you are hanging out with me, it looks like I'll be forever with blue balls. And honey's sweet, but there is something else I'd rather eat. If you pardon me, I'd like to say, could we fuck today forever with blue balls? Baby, tonight, by the fire, all alone, you and I. What if I accidentally shot a load in your eye? Money talks, but it don't seem to get them pennies off. As long as you are hanging out with me, it looks like I'll be forever with blue balls, babe. And
and honeyed sweets, but there is something else I'd rather eat. And if you pardon me, I'd like to say, could we fuck today forever with blue balls? Maybe tonight, maybe tonight by the fire, all alone, you and I. What if I accidentally drop some jizz on your thigh? Money talks, but it don't seem like I am getting off. Long as you are hanging out with me, it looks like I'll be forever with blue balls, babe. And if you pardon me, I'd like to say, could we fuck? I'll pay forever with blue balls, babe.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
He was a horny old man that night, boy. That was one of them dirty songs you sent down there that night.
That's not right. To accidentally jizz in the thigh and shoot in the eye.
Shoot in the eye.
That's a Me Too thing.
Don't want to go there.
Oh! That's wrong.
I wanted to follow up on the Facebook scam because I did get one of those private messages. One, saying, hi, I actually got another friend request from you yesterday, which I ignored, so you may want to check your account, hold your finger on the message until the forward button appears, then hit forward and all the people you want to forward, whatever the fuck. So, I just ignored that. Should I tell that dude he got hacked?
I would just ignore it.
Just to totally ignore it?
Yeah.
But he got hacked, right? He did get hacked.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, if
I did not.
Hold the button down and everything. That's wrong.
Put it in a sack and swing it around your head and scream like a chicken, right?
That's right, man. Here's what everyone needs to do. You go to settings, and then you go to security logins and see if you're logged in another fucking state
right.
or something.
Right. That was cool, that one you put an explanation. And I looked at that, and I just Unfortunately, it showed how much I'd been logging on to Facebook. It does kind of. I just log on at this computer, no, not on my gym crack. I don't. I've heard a lot of people bitch about it fucking up their gym cracks. And
I got it on mine.
Do you?
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Do you?
10 years at 10 hours at work. I got a fiddle fuck with something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got that. I'm reading that book, the Chris Elliott autobiography, because it's perfect. Because you can like read a chapter and then not look at it for 2 weeks and pick it up and read another chapter.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
That's my emergency book to read. Yeah. It's just so stupid. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, put it in the hopper along with your.
No, I got. That's where I do my comic book reading.
Okay.
I'm reading Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now, man. That is a badass. That was a fucking great comic. Holy shit.
I gotta get back into reading.
It's a good thing, reading.
Maybe that's why I'm a little on the depressed side. I haven't been reading books. I was a big book reader.
I know that. Was it that one werewolf book that just turned you off of reading altogether?
I think that's what did it. I think that's all the big words. All the big words in it.
Got tired of looking them up and said, to hell with this.
I gotta mail that to you. That's it. I'm mailing it to you, Decker. You gotta see this. And she put me in the dedication.
Oh, shit. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that. Oh, Jesus.
I felt like emailing Pete Hamill and saying, hey, I bought this book because your name's in the dedication. What's this all about? Give me my suit.
Oh, man. That's bad. That's bad.
Oh, that's funny stuff.
All right. Well,
anyway, let's go.
It's true that the president doesn't read. He says, who has time for reading?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Which, I mean, almost all presidents have been readers. I don't, maybe not W so much.
Okay.
Maybe
if they had longer commercials on the Cartoon Network, he might get in like a Chris Elliott book or something.
Yeah, I think he just flips around on the 24/7 news to see if his name's mentioned. But he was in there. He had Kanye West visiting him. Kanye's another one that thinks reading is dumb. Big waste of time.
Oh, yeah.
Big waste of time reading.
Fucking American.
Can you ever learn from reading? Come on. Gee, Merry Christmas. Anyway, those people are running.
My grammar spelling was horrible until I started reading. I didn't learn the shit in school. I learned it when I started reading.
Ah, yeah. See, my mom was an English teacher. So, I got to school, I could speak better than my teachers. And they knew it. And they were jealous of me.
Fucking teachers. Fucking teachers. Well, next month is write a novel month, you know? So once again, I'm going to give it another attempt.
Give it another whack, man.
I got all these ideas in my head. I must have wrote about 36 chapter ones. I keep thinking, I got it better.
They all start off, it was a dark and stormy night.
How'd you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, I know the scam. Oh my God! Okay.
Oh, what's going on in the news?
Okay, yeah, I was reading ahead on this article, and it was kind of shocking. Because Monday we were talking about the Banksy thing, with the shredded girl with the umbrella.
That I'm wearing that T-shirt.
The slideshow. Right.
You know, I can tell that Photoshop goes to the neck. You know that, right?
Oh, it was terrible. I was half lit and like, fuck it, man. Just put it on there.
Just just like your Ken Young. Christmas one.
It's gorilla Photoshop, man. Okay, now check this out. An owner with a copy of Banksy's Girl with Balloon artwork has shredded the $50,000 print in an attempt to increase its value. But he succeeded instead in making it worthless. Oh, God. What a dope. Banksy made headlines when it passed through a shredder in the frame seconds after being auctioned off for $1.4 million. The art stunt is said to have doubled the painting's value, right? The one they bought for four. But
yeah.
It spurred some to destroy their copies of Banksy prints in aims of potential financial gains.
God,
but
damn.
Nah.
Oh, it's a thought process. Okay. I wonder if there were two.
He's wearing a MAGA hat. Go figure. Never mind. That's funny.
You gotta love people,
I know,
man.
Whoops. Still hear me?
Yeah.
I pulled the phone down on the floor. What do you want, Ted? What's up, buddy? Probably got a bellyache. All right, let's do some entertainment news, man.
Yeah.
Here we go. Entertainment news. Go figure. Could have knocked me over with a feather, but David Hasselhoff's recent, what has he been married? 2 months. To a Welsh beauty, Haley Roberts. She's kind of cute. Well, they've been bickering nonstop, and it's not likely to last the year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is there no love for the Hoff?
I know, man. David's acting like he's the parent. She's a grown woman, doesn't want to be told what to do. Oh, she's a lot younger. He's 66, she's 39, and he's not handling the age thing too well.
Yeah.
They met in 2011 when the Hoff was a judge on Britain's Got Talent. What can I possibly give you, Ted? You had double treats, man. You'll drop dead if you have more shred, man.
Was she a contestant? Who was she?
Her name's Haley Roberts.
Yeah,
Haley Roberts.
Was she a contestant, or how did
he? No, he was a judge on the thing, and she just approached him. I don't know whether it was at the show or after the show or whatever the fuck, for an autograph, and that's how they met. He went, oh, that's a nice autograph there. Autograph book you got there, Missy. I'll autograph that to you for you. So, almost half his age, man. That ain't cool.
Yeah. Well,
it's not going to work out, man. I don't think that shit will work out. I really don't. I'm not, you know, that's just my opinion. But it's too big a thing. Well, most relationships don't work out, though. You know, let's be honest. Let's see.
You kind of shut it. Fuck people.
Speaking of, they came out. They said the reason why Lindsey Buckingham got nixed from the Fleetwood Mac tour.
Yeah.
Because Stevie Nicks would have said she'd never get on stage with him again. So they said, well, do we want the sexy broad or the guy with the funny hair? Let's go with the sexy broad. Well, they can replace, you know. They got the guitar player from the Heartbreakers, so.
Oh, okay. I
don't know.
Well, they were a great band, you know, when they were Blues, when Peter Green was more on it, you know?
Oh, that's not even, yeah.
Yeah, this whole
most people don't even know of that shit.
What the fuck, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. This is from the classic pop.
Blow their shit
Fleetwood
up.
Mac.
Blow their shit up. I like Puck.
I don't know.
I really care about.
I haven't listened to it for a long time, but at the time I was kind of grooving on it, dude.
Yeah, well, listen to Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, Possum. That's some shit right there. He's another guy that went bonkers from too much drug.
Who's that?
Peter Green.
Oh, Peter. Yeah.
And who was the other guy that went to the Church of Love or something, and he, you know, where they rape little girls in this commune?
Got me.
One of the original members. Yeah, one of the original
running
members.
Running in circles, man. I never heard of them before the rumors and that shit, man.
Near
did
that
I.
Was
my,
I was late to the,
I didn't know the old band at all.
Yeah.
They weren't that famous, really, I don't think.
But they weren't in circles. Because they were pretty much in that, what was that other band? What the fuck? Mike Bluefield.
Oh, okay.
A lot of them were in with him.
If you say so, I'll take your word.
There you go.
Oh, I did order. I ordered a reading book that I probably will put in the can because this is one I'm gonna want to read.
A reading book. There you go.
A reading book. This is one with you're gonna read this fucker. It looks like you look at a book review and you go like, oh man, that looks like one I won't be able to put down, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Al Capp, A Life to the Contrary.
Oh.
And it was... It's the most recent biography of Al Capp, the creator of Lil Abner Comics.
Uh-huh. And you know why it might be good? Because it's not an autobiography. It's someone telling about him. That's cool.
That's
good.
It's these guys that... it's the one of the writers... There's two writers, and one had published... his comics, which I collected. In fact, I just finished off the collection, which is why I got looking at this. And he had full cooperation from the family and up until the point where they read the first draft and went, you're not going to really say it. You know, well, yeah. So...
Did they know about his shenanigans or what, man?
Some of it that was news to them. Yeah, some of it was news.
Okay.
So, yeah. So,
it's
I don't know if they disavowed the book.
People know about him, but the family missed it, huh?
Yeah. They're surprised by some of the things. And then, and the weird thing about him is I've never read, the series got discontinued in 1961. So somewhere between 1961 and 1970 he went from being a liberal to being a right winger.
And a big right winger too.
Yeah. He was there at the John and Yoko bed-in blowing him shit.
Yeah, bed method of shit. Yeah. I never knew he was a liberal. I always thought he was right.
Oh no. Very liberal. Very New Deal. Yeah.
The fuck turned him around?
Well,
I
was somewhere in the mid 60s, I think it was the protesters, the kids.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
He just kind of
hippies.
The hippies kind of turned him to the right and he became a big fan of Nixon's.
Actually.
They were buddies, and that's what happened, more or less. But I'd like to read the strip and see where, he starts veering off to the right. So that'd be interesting, since I've read all the other shit. But we'll see. Anyway, it should be a good biography. Good time.
Good.
And so that was the Book Clutch Club, Friday Night Possum. Tune in next time. When we have tea and crumpets with our pinkies out.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right. How do you get out of this thing? Oh yeah, you hit this button.
Don't stop me. Don't stop. We'll be right back.
back to our show. Here we go.
Tummy loads of lovely gumbo.
Get yourself a helping of that gumbo from the pot. It's good for all that ails you and it's sure to hit the spot.
Oh, yeah.
It's full of all them secret things you'll only find in New Orleans. So hurry up and get it while it's fine.
I mean, it is boiling.
It's full of all those secret things you'll only find in New Orleans. So hurry up and get it while it's fine.
Is there any more? Oh, I think this it's enabled me to fly, and I can see through walls, but I don't feel terribly well. Oh dear.
Carnival of Clockwork, the new album from The Cog Is Dead, coming December 1st. Now available for pre-order at thecogisdead.com.
Step right up, folks. You won't believe your eyes.
No way am I picking that dog up and putting him on the bed. No way. Not happening, Ted. Not happening, Ted. He wants me to pick him up and put him on the bed, man. I have fresh sheets and everything. Even the comforter's been washed. There's no way. He's getting it first.
Poor Ted.
He's stinking up a dog stink. I'll get on there and smell just like it did this morning when I got out of it. Fucking dog. I want to smell the wind and the sun. Go lay down, Ted, in your bed, you schmuck. Oh, yeah. Al Cap was a womanizer, forced himself on women all the time and shit. The Me Too type guy. So.
Yeah. I still compare my drawing to him. He's the one that I, it's his style. I kind of stuck with me.
Me too.
The
me too. And
the eyes and the nose.
I will see Al Cap in my drawings every so often. I'll go, holy shit, that looks like an Al Cap. You know,
Yeah, we talked about this before. When we were younger, you know, we copied drawings from the comic strips, and some styles would stick with you. Yeah.
I just thought his pictures were just in the Sunday paper. I didn't understand the strip, but I just thought the drawings were spectacular.
Oh yeah,
voluptuous women and the muscular men and the goons, goon faces. You know.
And Fearless Fostick.
Fearless Fostick.
Great.
Oh. Just lay down, Booch. You'll be fine. Poor Ted. He's misunderstood.
Yeah.
He's a misunderstood guy.
Did Al Cap create the Sadie Day Dawkins, Sadie Dawkins Day? Or was that something he just... He actually created that. Okay.
He created that, yes.
I thought so.
Sadie Hawkins Day was
Sadie
created
Day.
By... Okay. And that Sadie Hawkins, I don't even think they have Sadie Hawkins Day anymore because it's now, you know, socially acceptable for girls to ask guys out. So, what would be the point?
For all you youngins out there, that's what it was all about. The women went chasing the guys on this one day.
Man,
instead of
my
the
buddy,
dog and the chicks.
My buddy that just passed away, who's a lifelong Republican, mind you. He, you got married at the Sadie Hawkins Day, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I think you had to give up a buck or two to get a ring, and you put a ring on the girl's finger, you know. And you might get to make out or something, you know, a little bit. You kissed right in front of everybody, because it's in front of God and everybody. Well. My buddy married a black chick.
Yeah, okay.
And she was hot too. I'm like, go, dude.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, after that, these assholes were standing around going, this one guy goes, and he was like a devotee of this guy, you know, like, because this guy was great. He was, you know, he was a magically delicious person. And he's like, man, I used to like him, but now I don't think I can like him anymore. And I'm just thinking, what a dope. What a fucking dope you are, you fucking dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Have you taken a gander at that gal? She was fucking hot, man. Shithead.
Speaking of which, how about Baron Von Deadfella? How's he been doing? I haven't heard from him. He hooked up with a nice black chick.
You got to figure he hit the lottery or something, man. She's beautiful.
That was a shocker.
Beautiful. I know. It's like, that dude? Really?
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, baby. All right, you ready to double down on the polka?
Yes. Polka, baby.
All right. We're going to double down on the double down polka.
Paul, I'm powerful hungry. I ain't had but a couple of three breakfasts since morning.
SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Here
is a silly ditty, you can sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sang the tune. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's much too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. Please do that for me.
Why?
She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I get dizzy.
You get numbo.
When I'm dancing with my jum, jum, jumbo. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's much too fat for me.
We don't want her, you can have her.
She's too fat for me.
She's too fat. She's too fat.
She's too fat for me. Can she prance up a hill?
No, 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 no.
Can she dance a quadrille?
No, 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 no.
Does she fit in my coupe? By herself, she's quite a group.
Could she possibly sit upon your knee?
No, no, no. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me, huh? She's just right for me.
We don't want her, you can have her.
She's too fat for me.
I'm 125 pounds.
Oh, you're too fat for me.
I'm 115 pounds.
Oh, much too fat for me.
I'm just 100 pounds.
Too fat, dear. I'm sorry.
I'm only 65 pounds.
Ah, that's for me, baby. 65 pounds.
We don't want her. You can have her. She's too fat for me.
She's too fat.
How can she be like that?
She's very, very fat.
She shouldn't be like that. She's too fat for me.
Brought its own.
Did you think Frank Sinatra is the one that started this anorexia shit? You know, all these chicks
wanted
Frank.
He was body shaming women back in the '40s.
Before it was hip.
Let's me too that motherfucker.
Yeah.
At me too, Frank. At me too, Frank.
That's it, Frank.
I'm looking at you, Frank. Me too.
Let's take it out on Woody Allen, son.
That guy.
Right there. That's a fucking shovel to the head. That fucking prick.
Let me get my shovel. I
would like to really physically do that.
All right. Want to get one? This is.
Let me do it. Let
Gumby.
Me swing it.
Frank Sinatra the third. What's his name? Mia Farrow Jr. Here we go.
Yeah.
Frank Farrow.
Ow!
Yeah. It feel good, didn't it?
What a dick.
Yeah.
It's a capoya, capoya.
Bet that right
in the cranium. You know,
Jacques. All right. No, we don't have time for nothing. Let's just get the fuck out of here.
5 minutes. Yeah.
Please.
We'll do that. One horse town. Hey, what'd you think of that?
Anyway.
Timothy Carey today, huh?
The who?
Timothy Carey. On Gunsmoke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very cool, man. He's one of the uglier motherfuckers, man. You know?
Yes, he is.
What a...
I rank him as my second favorite actor.
He's a scary-looking fucker, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he ever played any good guys.
No.
Not with a mug like that, man. He's like...
Well,
you knew Matt Dillon was going to have to kill that guy, you know, from the from the opening scene. Oh, no, Matt's going to have to kill that one.
Did you ever see Stanley Kubrick's The Killing?
No.
Still got my coffee going.
That is.
they're robbing a racetrack. And Timothy Carey's job was to park his car way up high, you know, on this hill or whatever. And he had to shoot a horse to create a commotion. He felt it was, he shoots a horse. That's his
holy shit. I might have seen that.
You got to see it. It's a great movie.
I might have seen that. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. With Sterling Hayden is the main star.
Huh. Long, long time ago.
Uh-huh. Buffy.
Natty.
Well, the best is Kubrick's Path of Glory, where Ralph Meeker is playing alongside of Timothy Carey. I love that movie.
Oh, that's Gumby's heyday right there, man.
Yeah, right there, baby.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Woo. Natties are making me belch, man.
I got my cream
right.
Coffee. I'm finishing up.
We'll be back Monday, you know, and...
No pot from Friday. I got to write that down.
When? What Friday?
Right?
What are you talking about? No.
No, that's right.
I don't know
Friday.
That.
I keep forgetting.
I don't know that.
Friday.
No, next Friday we'll be here too, man. We'll be here Monday
okay.
and Friday, man.
I keep forgetting this is Friday, man. They got me all fucked up with this work schedule thing here.
Oh, jeez.
Don't be strange.
All right. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize. Goodnight, everybody.
I got my manager at Feasterville singing this all the time too, man. I sent you a little more crack.
That's one of those, you know, I uploaded it and it never went away. We'll put that there at the bottom. Play that at the end of the show. That's a good one. Alright. We'll get out of here. You've got toilage. A.M.
Busy store.
Busy store. Probably busy day, too.
It was busy today. Oh. People buying the Mega Million. For the life of me.
Oh, you sell the lottery, too? Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Fuck yeah, man.
Why the fuck do people stand in line to buy lotteries when the chances of them winning are phenomenal? You can't win. But they a million, 5 million.
Mr. Science says it's a regressive tax. That's what it is, man. It's a regressive tax.
Yeah. Mr. Science knows.
Man, I used to, you go into the gas station, you know, and guys lined up for cigarettes and lottery, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You sell smokes too, cigarettes? I mean, you sell cigarettes? Right?
It's a half a billion. It's a half a billion. You know, so billions and billions and billions of people are buying this ticket. You know, your chances of winning are nil. You know, what the fuck? Buy it when it's a
million. Can't win if you don't play, man.
And
same thing goes for
it when it's only 25,000. Like, that's nothing. $1 million.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna fork up $2 for a $1 million chance. People are fucking nuts.
I bought one a couple months ago for some reason. You know, I just had a feeling. Okay, I'll buy one when I have a feeling. I don't follow the total.
And he's just got
a feel lucky.
You know?
Hey, here you go. Give me one of them fucking classic lottos. I always play for the classic lotto because that's the only game I understand the odds. Like, you might win the kicker.
What? You ever hear of Sifu Chi?
Who?
The Hawaiian
chick. Oh, yeah.
The Hawaiian chick.
Yeah.
She just posted a Throwback Friday picture of her. You got to see this. Are you friends with her?
I think. Maybe
not.
You
got to see this picture. Jesus Christ, was she a honey? Oh.
Send it to me in a PM, man. I was wondering what that name was about. Yeah. So it's a Hawaiian chick, you say?
Yeah.
Sweet. I almost hit the trifecta, man, when I was catting around. I hit a woman in her 50s, a woman in her 40s, a woman in her 30s, and I was that close to a woman in her 20s, and she was a Hawaiian, beautiful Hawaiian chick.
Oh, there she
made
is.
Out with her, but I didn't close the deal. So.
Yeah, I don't
would have been legendary.
The list, man. My senior's here, Maggie C's here, but you're not.
Yeah, we're on common pages. That's I've never friend.
Well,
friend
send her. Send her a friend.
Sounds good
check
to me,
out this
man.
Picture. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I like good-looking women.
Mm-hmm.
I got none against that. I got none again. A good-looking broad. Well.
She's wearing, I think it's a teddy she's wearing, a little teddy, and she's playing a good God. You know what? I'm keeping this fucking picture.
You got me convinced.
Uh-huh.
I'll put it in the file. Yeah.
It's going to be light.
All right. You're a dirty old man, sir.
Uh-huh. Well. Chicks made me this way.
Yuns are on your own now. We're out of here, man. Republican doors, I'll see you Monday.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!